This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Australia's Prime Minister said Friday that the Sri Lankan militant group blamed for the Easter bombings that killed at least 250 people had support from the Islamic State group, a day after Sri Lankan officials said they were still evaluating foreign ties. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said Australian police are involved in the investigation. Meantime, the embassy in Colombo is advising people to avoid places of worship in Sri Lanka over the coming weekend, citing the Sri Lankan reports that additional attacks may occur. The warning comes days after the devastating attack on Christian worshipers on Easter, when suicide bombers kill more than 250 people. Officials had earlier set the death toll at more than 350, but revised the number on Thursday, saying some bodies may have been counted twice. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden's presidential bid now underway, and although he is the early frontrunner among a crowded field of Democrats, Sagar Magani reports he is facing other challenges.
Biden's a male, white, 76-year-old in a party Iowa State's David Anderson says is moving younger and more to the left.
There's a lot of momentum within the party to put forward a younger face who has a more progressive vision for America.
But Kyle Condick at the University of Virginia says that doesn't mean Biden's occasionally centrist views are out of place.
Maybe that's an underserved demographic in this electorate.
Both Anderson and Condick agree Biden's the Democrat most likely to beat President Trump in the general election if he can first win the nomination. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The International Red Cross says fighting for control of Libya between two rival governments is turning civilian neighborhoods, into battlegrounds. The group says indiscriminate shelling is making it increasingly dangerous for medical workers to treat victims. This is VOA News. North Korea is reported to be billing the United States $2 million for the care of a U.S. college student who was detained in Pyongyang in 2016 and returned to the United States comatose more than a year later. Sources tell the Washington Post the main U.S. envoy sent to retrieve the unresponsive Otto Wambeyer signed an agreement to pay the medical bill at the direction of President Trump. The bill went to the Treasury Department, but it was not clear whether the administration paid the invoice. Wambeyer was detained for allegedly stealing a banner in a North Korean hotel. Authorities say the U.S. measles outbreak has prompted health officials to quarantine dozens of people at two Los Angeles universities. They come as the United States battles the highest number of measles cases since the country declared the virus eliminated in 2000. Dr. Barbara Ferrer is the director of the Los Angeles County Department of Public Health.
Since there was a library that was involved and it's a public building, they say they have 2,000 visitors in that library a day. Most of them don't sign in or out. So we've had a lot of exposure to folks that we actually can't identify.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said that the United States has confirmed 695 cases of measles. California health officials confirm 38 cases of measles. Activists involved in France 5 months of yellow vest protests say they are disappointed with President Emmanuel Macron's response to their demands for economic relief for the country's working class. Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
The French president had promised to answer an anxious and divided nation that has been buffeted by 5 months of yellow vest protests over unemployment and the high cost of living. Protests that also reflected broader divides between town and countryside. He planned a televised address last week, but had to cancel when a fire ravaged Notre-Dame Cathedral in Paris.
Redonner une espérance de progrès à chacun, en demandant à chacun le meilleur de lui-même.
In his remarks Thursday, Macron championed what he called the art of being French, calling on the nation to retain its roots but also look to the future. While saying he was changing his methods, he defended the content of his reforms, saying they aimed to grow jobs and income and were already beginning to bear fruit. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
As always, we would like you to invite you to join us at our website for additional news. That is voanews.com, or you can join us at the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.